Jim, you're disappointed today?
Disappointed? I've just seen something I can't believe. First half, a lot of the ball, setting up nice, started the game well. I felt we didn't create enough chances though having said that, Faye should have scored. He's right in the penalty spot and he puts it past the post. Got to hit that on target with more power. And I think Big Bucky shut his eyes when something came into the back post. He should have scored with a header. Apart from that, I felt a lot of the ball, quite happy with the attitude. Maybe could have done the passing a wee bit quicker. It was good to watch at times, but should have been done a wee bit quicker. That's the message we gave him at half time, to get the tempo up and get going. We started the second half, first 5 minutes was really, you know, because we're all in the back of them and causing a problem. And I think we got caught up in it a wee bit. We were pushing that forward to try and score that suited for because they've got some good players that can hit you on the break. But having said that, I think we were guilty today of helping them try to score. We had two in the first half that we got away with, and certainly when Lewis put it back, and I think it was Swanky that hit the post, right, so we got a break there. Nothing out of the crate, just a bad pass, and that's what can happen. We got it sorted out. We got Josh and Spenny to sit and protect us a wee bit. So, but they're always dangerous in break because they were soaking up the pressure and they defended very well. And then you get the incident where, you know, whether it was a penalty or not, I think it was harsh or no, because it's a strike. I think did the hand leave the boy or did it?
I think he just stuck his hand up to protect himself.
Did he? Well, it was coming at a pace, so maybe I'd have been a wee bit harsh if it had been given. But when the referee does give it, you've got to take advantage of it. Now, we've got a situation, I've said to you, that Ross Millen is a penalty taker when he's not on the pitch. Just like the last time when he was not on the pitch, Muff takes the penalties. Muff scored the penalty last time. And I'm hoarse even at that, shouting to Josh and three or four other players to make sure that Muff hits it. And I reckon why Muff didn't go and take the ball, right? He says he wouldn't give him it. So, you know, it's something that the players should realise there and then. When you're getting an instruction, that's the first thing that they should be taking, but they could see the logic or who takes the penalties last time. Most of them were on the pitch, and they should never have let it happen. They should have gone up and grabbed the ball and threw it to Muff to take. So it sometimes baffles you that why he's never taken a penalty for us before. We're thinking what he's like taking penalties. We've got probably Forbes who's taking a penalty for us, and Whits could take. Josh would be comfortable. He'd probably be a fifth choice. So why? His answer was that he felt confident. But that's no, it's not about we're feeling confident or no, it's about the right man taking the penalty. And Michael Muffett should have had that penalty. And he was given instructions to take it. He scored the last one. He's on the pitch. In fact, I think the last time we got a penalty in between when he took it, it looked like him and Roscoe had a wee laugh. Because Roscoe is the penalty. I think Ross took the last one off him. I can't remember what that would be. Game, did we get a penalty against? Right, I can't mind, but the bottom line is he shouldn't have taken it, and he was given instruction not to take it, but he knows better, and it cost us at the end of the day. Because sometimes when you get that sort of thing, a wee bit wrangle about, I've seen it, been in the game long enough to know that, you know, the biggest percentages are missed, not everyone, but the biggest percentage are missing off. So I just thought, here we go. At the end of the day, it was a great save for the goalie, but they should never have. I think it was postcarded a wee bit, open foot, a yard out, the only place he could put it. The referee and the goalkeeper read it. But there's a lot of people doing in there, in the crowd, and we could have been top of the league tonight. But some of the players have got to share their responsibility as well, because of the fact that if I'd been on the pitch, I'd have made sure he wouldn't have taken it if I was a player. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to go. It's all right saying, you know, one of the players is quite right. He says, well, not quite right. Just, you know, it's a difference. You know, he says, well, we tried. We told them. You're not told them, you show them. Right? You go and tell them and push him out of the road. And I know he's a big fucking man, but take him out of the road, take out the ball, you're not taking it, he is. And if it goes wrong, I take it anyway. Or if the player, anybody can miss a penalty, that's not the point, right? It's he should never have been put in that, put himself in that position to take it when we have a recognised penalty taker on the pitch who takes them when Ross Milne's not there. So, because we had to change it, I felt that, you know, Roscoe never put a foot wrong, but you needed somebody natural left side to get it and get round the back of them. That's why Litz came on, and Forbes, he was always got that wee bit craft round about the box to pass the ball in that. They were struggling a wee bit in that area, and they just coming back for injury. It just wasn't happening. So you have to change it for there, and then of course later on we felt that we needed maybe a bit more strength up front and Gozie, but that's, you think about that and think, well, maybe if you leave him off and somebody else did, but it's all hindsight, but at the end of the day that's just not the way to look at it. It was on the pitch to score a goal, field play, but I think when we got the penalty, I think everybody knows who should have taken it. And listen, Muff might have missed it as well, so you never know, but at least you can accept that because he's the recognised penalty taker. It's more galling when you know that you know, somebody's made a decision out with what being told by players, backroom staff, manager, that he knows better, but he didn't in this case.
You must be relieved your keeper had a really good game today.
Oh, I thought, you know, we made mistakes today at the back, and I thought Skulls was outstanding. I think they had one really good move for on the break, and the boy played it in behind. What a save he's had, a double save I think it was, and we've picked up the scraps for that, but he's made the save. He was fantastic. He's a great goalkeeper. We're lucky to have him, and you know, there's been a few times that we, you know, because of the type of team we are and young and make mistakes and are a bit naive and raw, he you know, he's sometimes been called upon to pull you to trouble, and he's done that at times, and he did it today. Though I don't think on the balance of play we deserve to lose the game. It would have been, you know, it could have swung either way, let's be honest about it. We had the chances, they had the chances, and so at the end of the day it's, you move on, there's a long, long way to go. We just gutted in there that we had a golden opportunity to win the game and go top of the league tonight, but listen, that might happen next week if the result, as long as we win, and if the result goes the other way against them, then but I think you can see the attitude of the players, and they're all gutted, just gutted that, you know, they had an opportunity to, and they didn't make the right decision, and they were told what the right decision was, and they didn't see it through, but we move on.